Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jason, as we now veer into the absolute bleep show in Berea, I think the Browns have a chance to do the funniest thing in the world on Sunday, and that is beating the Baltimore Ravens in a game you have no business winning at a point in the season when everyone pretty much agrees the season is over.
If they win, people will be mad that they're messing up their draft status, their draft stock.
I don't think everyone.
Probably that. Because it's Baltimore, you'll still love beating Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So I probably shouldn't say that. Any other team, fans are just going to be mad, period. Yeah. No matter what, they're just going to be mad.
I think that's a pretty salient take. I do think there are people out there, even pragmatically, in the week, you can say, just lose, baby. And then you get to Sunday and you enjoy a win.
Of course.
Even if you know, listen. Lovey Smith, and it ended up not sinking the organization, but Lovey Smith got fired with spite because he won the extra game that took the Texans from the number one pick to, I think, the number nine pick, and then they had a trade up or something like that. No, they had the two pick.
I vaguely remember. I don't remember the numbers.
But we are in that point of the season where I don't know that the players, at least on the defensive side of the ball, are going to give up. And I think that could lead to some things there, even though I think the organization has started to move away from we have to win at all costs.
The organization has moved away from we have to win at all costs. What evidence do you have of that? Because I still think they're trying like hell to win.
I think going to DTR instead of Jameis. If we said who gives you the best chance to win, it is Jameis. And when DTR is healthy, it's going to be DTR again, no matter what Jameis does.
Yeah, it is going to be Dorian again.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to take, though. But I do think that they really like Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
They really like him. But, I mean, yes, in the moment, because Dorian has hardly started any games and Jameis is a veteran, you would have to say Jameis gives you a better chance to win games. But you need to know what you have in DTR. You obviously need to know if this guy can be the guy moving forward or not. So from that aspect, I hear you. But regardless of why Kevin's giving up the play calling, whether it's his own doing or someone forcing him, whatever, that part for this doesn't matter. It's because they're trying to win. That's why they're doing it, because they're trying to win games.
So you don't think it's because they're trying to evaluate Ken Dorsey?
No, I don't.
The other one I thought is Kevin trying to distance himself from an absolutely abysmal offense, which might help him keep his job. That was another way of thinking of it.
No, it's just, I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday. We don't have to go through it all again, but it's just, it's so weird that you have this offense that was fairly high functioning. It was rolling last year. He won games with PJ Walker. He beat the 49ers with PJ Walker. And you throw the whole thing out, and I'm totally convinced that it's because Deshaun was embarrassed by Joe and all the success that Joe had in this offense and the way that the city just fell for Joe. So you throw all that out. Okay, you bring in this coordinator who now has more experience running the type of system your quarterback wants to run. It's an abject fit. It's a total disaster. And now is the time? Now that that quarterback is gone, now is when you decide to do this? The timing of it makes zero logical sense. Zero.
Yeah, I thought one of the things that I've heard in kind of defense of this is, well, Kevin didn't want to put the offense on Ken because it wasn't working, and he didn't want to sabotage Ken.
That's ridiculous.
I would also agree with that.
That's nonsensical.
Yeah.
The one that I think has some merit to it is the offense is such a mess, and the offensive line, the penalties and the they can't even get lined up right, and some of the pre-snap stuff and the motion stuff, and that's unacceptable. That's Freddie Kitchens level of Browns play.
Yeah.
And if he's saying I have to address that, okay, I guess I could buy that. But my point is, for this conversation, is they are not punting on the season as a staff at all. even if they go to play in Dorian. Now, I do think like they need to evaluate Dorian, and they need to see either you have your guy going forward, or which is not very likely, and it is more likely is you're going to be bad enough to then be in position to go get your guy. But I listen, when they promoted DTR last week, that was not a 1 week thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the direction they were going in. It's just the kid can't stay healthy.
Is that more about DTR though, or is it more about Jameis?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think they really like Dorian. They want to get another look at him. And you know, when they signed him, I said, how many love him? But how
do
much
they
say, I don't even care about that part. My point is, as an organization, can you trust him? Can you trust him to lead your franchise? When he's calling play, when he's changing play calls at the goal line to get guys contract bonuses, that guy loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Or to get that guy his first touchdown. I remember exactly, it was a contract bonus or whatever it was. But it infuriated the coach on the other sideline and infuriated other teams around the league. That's not how you behave. That's not how you do it. I just don't know that you can trust him with your organization. So the move to Dorian was not for 1 week, but you know, he plays last year, gets the concussion, comes back, last five snaps against Houston in garbage time, dislocates his hip, out for the year, plays on Sunday, finger out again. He can't stay healthy. And if you can't stay healthy, then you're not the guy. And that's the frustrating part. He plays with just this reckless abandon. Like, dude, you're going to get yourself killed. This isn't college anymore. Like, you can't be helicoptering through the air down the sideline. That's not how you play quarterback in the NFL. You will not last. So they've got to get that under control. And then we'll see. I have no idea how long this finger is going to keep him out. I have no idea. But if he was healthy, Dorian would be starting on Sunday. It would not be Jameis.
So I actually agree with the decision to go to DTR. I think Jameis might actually win you one too many games to be where you need to be.
He might win you one or two games more than DTR might. He might. But again, I think you're gauging, you know, I think they feel pretty confident they know what they have in Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see what they have in the kid.
So, but I think playing DTR, and I don't think it should just be exclusive to quarterback. I think if there are people who have been, and I'll say like a Jed Wills, like, because the argument is always, well, who do you have? Well, find somebody who can play through the snap. And I'll take that over a guy who every 5 seconds I'm watching going, hey, why'd you go that way to Trey Hendrickson? Like, I do think, like, if it's not about losing, right? If we're gonna straddle the line of trying to be competitive and understand that we're in evaluation mode, right? Which is, that's the in between winning and tanking. If you're gonna do that, then there are some guys who it's just obvious aren't it, and maybe don't have it, and maybe don't love football. And I'll start with Jed. They're like, that's an easy place to start if you really want to show people that you're still serious about competing as opposed to winning.
But who do they have that's better?
No, it's not about better. Jed is who he is, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not about better. It's about, can you get somebody to show up and play hard? Because I think the worst thing you can be is losing and putting guys out there who, yeah, I don't care how good you are. If you don't play through the whistle, what kind of culture are you building in that?
But you can't put somebody out there at that spot who's going to get your quarterback killed.
I think Jed is getting...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And your quarterback killed. I think he unabated. He let Trey Hendrickson.
He's not going to be back next year, I don't think. I think they've made that decision. Normally, if you look at the Browns' history, if guys get to their fifth-year option and they aren't signed, how many times do they come back? Like, they have a philosophy of get in early, not late.
Mm-hmm.
Set the market. Don't let the market dictate you. And, like, Jerry Jeudy comes in, and they sign him before he even takes a snap. Miles Garrett, they extended. The minute they could extend Miles Garrett, they did.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they could extend Nick Chubb, they did. They did not extend Baker. They have not extended Jed. They've not extended Greg Newsome. I think they're probably all gone after this. I think once you make it to the fifth-year option, if they haven't decided yes or no on you more time, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, so maybe I'm missing somebody who played out their fifth-year option and then signed and stayed. I don't know that we have an example. I just think Jed's probably gone. I think Greg's probably gone. Just because I just know how they operate, that if you believe in a guy, sign him early.
So do you think winning is the number one priority going forward?
For the coaching staff, yes. The coaches always try to win.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, you have to, because you
players and coaches still want to win. They are trying to win.
But organizationally. And where I think some of these decisions are coming from.
I think we're getting to the point where winning is not that important.
So,
but it puts the guys like Kevin in a tough spot, because you're coaching for your job. You're trying to win games to save your job.
So I am empathetic to that. I just don't want to throw that away. I understand he's coaching for his job. But coaching for your job isn't just about winning. Like, I think the easiest way to keep the locker room is to win, right?
Sure.
The other ways to keep the locker room are to keep everybody engaged and make sure the leadership component is intact. And I think through 7 weeks now, whether it's them talking about the fan cheering thing and the just completely tone-deaf messaging there, whether it's how they play in games and just a lack of fight at weird points, the self-inflicted stuff, not taking care of, like, they're a veteran locker room. So, like, I think that's the part for me where, okay, you're no longer the play caller. Focus on fixing whatever leadership issues or whatever connective tissue issues are the problem. And by the way, that also might lead to winning, but at the very least, it's going to mean you don't lose the locker room, or at least have a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think if this keeps going down this road, he could lose the players. He may have. I have no idea. I don't know.
I think when you start to look at these, I'm speculating 100%. I think there's no way he has him 100%. There's no, you don't. This is so bad. This is so bad.
It's the worst it's ever been under him. That's for sure.
And it is so, like, when we're talking about one side of the ball being non-functional. Like, it's almost impossible to put into words how bad the offense is. It's really tough for me to believe at 1-6 Kevin has this locker room. I think they still like him. But I don't know Kevin was ever the guy they died, you know, lived and died for anyways. And now you start 1-6, and I think they are feeling pressure. I think you've got 10 games to prove that you can keep that locker room or get them back.
I think the offensive guys last year really respected him and bought in. Defense, it's weird because he's an offensive-minded guy. He's an offensive play caller. I don't know how much he's really around the defense. So I don't know that they really have a strong opinion one way or the other. I know it sounds weird to say about the head coach, but I've just never really gotten a strong impression one way or the other. But the offensive guys last year seemed to really buy in, and why wouldn't you? Like, look what he did. It's incredible what he did. This year, I don't think he's lost them, but I think it has the capability of that happening on the path that they're on.
216-474-0092. The Browns have a chance to do the funniest thing on Sunday, which is beat Baltimore, which to some segment of the fan base will upset them, which will be even funnier. Not intentional. We're not talking ha-ha funny. We're talking a different kind of funny. But if winning isn't the number one priority for the Browns, what would you call that? Because there's one word it can't be called yet, but there could be some signs that could be coming. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.